You know, Becky, when you got to that part about awake, O sleeper, and rise from the dead, I was wondering if St. Paul knew that this was going to be the beginning of daylight savings time. Because I kind of feel like the sleeper this morning. Awake, O sleeper, and rise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. What is Paul saying there? Is he talking about the death of our bodies? We don't rise from that. He's talking about another kind of death. He's talking about the death of sin. From that, through Jesus Christ, he is trying to tell us that we can rise. He is saying that Christ will take us from the darkness of sin, and he will fill us with light. In that reading, and also in the gospel reading this morning, darkness is equivalent to sin. Light is to be freed of sin, to be given the hope of new life through Jesus Christ our Savior. And that is what Paul wants to proclaim to us. But if you notice, the light comes from Christ. It is not something that we give to ourselves. The light that he speaks about is a light that is gift to us. It is given to us. We see that in the story of the man born blind. He didn't do anything. He was just there by the side of the road or at the temple gate. We don't exactly know. The apostles see him and say, "What happened to that guy?" And Jesus spits on the ground, makes mud, smears it on his eyes, and tells him to go and wash. It wasn't anything that blind man earned or deserved or merited. Jesus saw him. Jesus gifted him. There's something similar in the first reading with the young David. You get the sense from the story that he was the least likely one to be picked to be the future king. He wasn't doing anything but taking care of the sheep. And yet, God chooses him. God chooses him. It says the Spirit of God rushed upon him. It's the same with us. God has chosen to give you and I light and life and salvation through Jesus Christ our Savior. That's not something we can pride ourselves on. It is gift. We haven't earned it. We haven't deserved it. We haven't worked for it. God has gifted us. He has gifted us through Jesus, his Son. Now we might ask, why is God so generous? Why don't he look for people that are more deserving? You know, pick out those people that are working hard or doing good and gift them. Why has he gifted all of us? The answer, I think, is that God wants to manifest his love, his generosity, his mercy. so that you and I can become so aware of how generous and how merciful, how loving our God is, that our hearts begin to fill with gratitude. And being filled with gratitude for what God has so undeservedly given to us, we begin also then to be filled with love. The bottom line is that God wants our love. What parent here wants their children to obey them just because the children are afraid that if they don't, they're going to be severely punished? In the end, you'll take that if that's all you can get. But that's not what you want. You want your children to obey because they are grateful. Because they know that you have given them life, because they know you have cared for them, they know that you have watched over them, you want them to have grateful hearts. That's what God wants of us. He wants grateful hearts. He don't want us to obey the commandments simply because we're afraid of getting sent to hell forever. He wants us to obey Him because we are grateful. And because that gratitude has begun to spring forth into love for us. Not love for ourselves, I didn't mean it that way, but love for God. That's what our God seeks of us. And that's what worship really is. Worship is knowing how God has touched us with mercy, with a mercy and a love that we have not deserved, we have not earned, we have not merited. And He becomes so aware of that, that we overflow with gratitude. Notice how the Mass, when we move towards the Eucharistic prayer, we say, the Lord be with you, and you say, and also with you, lift up your hearts. We have lifted them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. That theme of thanksgiving is always there. And then that preface prayer always is a prayer giving thanks to God. Usually trying to focus on some aspect of our salvation, but always a prayer of gratitude. That's what Eucharist is about. Giving thanks to God for what God has done for us through Jesus, His Son. For that overwhelming love, that overwhelming mercy, for touching us when we had done nothing to deserve it. You know, the word Eucharist, I know most of you know this, but we need to remind ourselves. It comes from a Greek word, which means to give thanks. A couple summers ago, I was just listening to a news report on the radio about the Olympics in Greece. And I could hear in the background this guy saying a word that sounded like Eucharist. And when it was translated, it was thanksgiving. That's part of that language. Eucharist is to give thanks. That's what we do when we gather here. We thank God for what He has done for us through Jesus, His Son, for that overwhelming hope of salvation and life and light that is ours through Jesus. That's what Sunday is about. Sunday is the day that God has asked us to set aside to remember how we have been blessed, how we have been gifted. Not just the gift of Eucharist, the gift of Christ, but all the gifts. The gift of life. The gift of food, the gift of sunshine and warmth and rain. The gift of children, the gift of smiles and friendships. The gift of love of those close to us. Sunday is meant to be a day of pausing to remember how gifted we are, how much we have been blessed, and then knowing our giftedness, to give thanks and praise to this God of ours, who has poured out his love for us in an overwhelming way through the dying and rising of the Lord Jesus Christ, for giving us a hope that will never end, a life that will last forever.